Calling on the ladies of the Jeff and Jen Show family. We're going to seat the jury here, a panel of only women who help guys with their issues. He's got an issue with the childhood friend of his wife's who did something when she had too much to drink, and he wants to know, should he let it go or should he tell his wife about it? We'll get your opinion here in just a second. Tomorrow morning at this time, it's going to get juicy.
Yeah, tomorrow is Confess Your Crush with Crystal. She is taking a page out of the Kelly Cheese playbook of dating and is dipping into the friend group. So there's somebody in her group of friends that she has been putting her eye on, having her eye on for a long time. But
you're going to let him call you out like that?
She admits to it.
It's cool. If I can't do it anymore, I'm going to encourage other people to. It's a lifestyle, you know?
I mean, but that's what you do, right? I mean, that was your thing. That's your network.
Oh, networking. That's a good way. That's a good way to put it.
You fish in your own lake. You hunt your own field.
Then you always have easy options.
A lot on the line, though. If this guy is in Crystal's friend group, they've been friends for years, and she confesses her crush. If it goes wrong, then what do you do after that?
Oh, but if it goes right, what do you do after that?
What you're doing now.
It doesn't make any sense.
Captain Crunch. She doesn't make sense anymore. She's in love.
Anyways, that's tomorrow. And I've decided with the jury, what I'm going to start doing is I'm going to start playing the role of public defender.
For the guy?
Yep.
Okay.
So no matter what his position is and how outnumbered he is, rather than have him come on for the second part and try to defend himself, I am going to take on
the role of
public defender.
So, this is going to be good.
Yes. So
he needs a defense today.
Jamie, a childhood friend of his wife's, got really drunk and kissed him. And Jamie, welcome to the Jeff and Jen Show.
Thank you so much for hearing me out today. So this is what's going on. A childhood friend of my wife kissed me when she was drunk, like really, really drunk.
Oh.
And we were at a bar, and we both went outside to smoke a cigarette, and she just kind of did it. It was actually really kind of sad. She started crying, and she said she was lonely, and she hadn't kissed a good-looking guy in years after it happened. I'm guessing she was too drunk to really remember. So I don't know what to do. Do I tell my wife or not?
Ooh.
Okay.
And this is a childhood best friend.
Of yours or your wife's?
Of my wife.
Oh.
Oh.
Is not a friend.
Yeah, you can see what problem I'm in.
Man.
All right. So a couple questions before we turn this over to the women. Number one, did this happen? Like, do you guys live in the town that your wife grew up in, or were you home visiting? What are the...
Well, yeah, that's the thing. Me and my wife came to visit. Her childhood friend still lives in that town. So we were having a reunion with a bunch of her friends. This was kind of the first time that we had really met. So it's not like I had felt any of these feelings before or previously. So it just kind of happened.
And did you kiss her back?
I didn't kiss her back, but I didn't want it to get too awkward by making her feel bad. She was clearly vulnerable, so I just kind of let her kiss me, but I didn't open my mouth.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's weird. That's like a dog trying to stick its head down a rabbit hole.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds about right.
Oh, so in the moment, you didn't tell your wife, and how long ago was it?
Going on like 3 days now.
3 days ago.
Oh, okay.
This is okay. Well,
so if you
I've been, like tossing and turning over this whole time.
Mm-hmm.
How long have you been married, Kelly? You can't just cross your arms and lean back.
Yes, I can.
All right. Well, one verjurist has already made up her mind.
No, it's not. It's not even about that. I would kill this girl. I would. That's aggressive. But man, if this was one of my friends, I would be furious.
Kelly, did you hear what he said? She started crying immediately.
I don't give a damn.
She said that she's lonely.
He also said he didn't immediately push her away.
But he didn't open his mouth.
What? Like, you could grab that girl by... grab the shoulders and be like, oh, you are hammered.
Hi, I'm married to your friend.
And you need to be in an Uber on the way home now.
All right.
I mean,
Wow. I know we're supposed to reserve opinion for the jury decision, but I got a verdict.
Thank you.
Yes, you do.
Jen's got her opinion. All right, Jamie, we're going to put you on hold, and the phone calls are already starting to come in, but 404-263-0941.
Women only on the jury. Tell Jamie, what does he do in this situation? His wife's childhood best friend laid one on him. She had way too much to drink. He didn't immediately shove her away, but he also said he didn't fully participate. What does he do next?
Our telephone number is 404-263-0941. The jury, women only. Call up, cast your vote, give your verdict, and I will try my best to defend his position.
Good luck.
Oh, no.
Good luck.
I am a good public defender. I will defend him half not kissing another woman beside his wife.
The Jeff and Jen Show. Star. 94.1.
We are about to deliver a verdict. The jury is convening and deciding upon the fate of this gentleman, Jamie. Jeff, you're going to have a tough time being his public defender.
I got it. I can defend this.
All right. Well, he just told us that a childhood friend of his wife's, her best friend from growing up, had way too much to drink and kissed him. So he wants to know, does he have to report this back to his wife or should he just let it go? I don't even feel like you need the ladies in the room because we have a very fired up panel of vagurists ready to go.
Now, you guys seemed a little focused on the fact that he somewhat kissed her back.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, real focused on it.
Okay. What is it that women ask of men? That they be gentlemen and that they be considerate of women's feelings.
Yeah, their wives.
Women. You're not specific when you talk about it. So, when she kissed him because she was drunk and lonely, when she kissed him, when he kissed back, all he was trying to do was be polite.
That wasn't a polite thing.
That wasn't affection out of like love or even lust.
Mm-hmm.
That was it. That's the equivalent of passing someone the mustard.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So if a guy passed Callie the mustard and Callie passed it back, you'd be cool with that? Defender?
Who's on trial here, Callie?
I'm just saying, if we're talking about passing mustard.
That was a sidestep. All right, let's just check in with our jury.
Alyssa in Sandy Springs.
Hey, I would say tell her. I think communication is key with any relationship, and regardless of the circumstances, regardless if she was drunk or he kissed her back or not, that he should tell her regardless. He didn't kiss her back and just being polite, I agree with Jeff in saying that he was just trying to be considerate, considering she was drunk and lonely.
Yep.
But regardless, he should still tell her because I feel like it would just kind of blow up if he did in the long run. She would still somehow find out.
What if the best friend does remember and the best friend tells her first?
Then I feel like at least he's coming to her and telling her. Even if it's days later, he can explain, hey, I wasn't really sure if it was detrimental for me to tell you or just kind of wait and see how this plays out. But at least I'm coming to you now and there would be some kind of reconcile that needs to be done between the two. But regardless, even if it does involve a huge argument, tell her. Communication is always the best way to go.
Ashley and Jackson, tell her or don't tell her?
Absolutely tell her. Because here's the thing. That is his wife first. Being polite, was he polite when he has not told his wife? He's not even thinking about her in this situation. And, you know, coming from somebody that's going through a very similar situation, I just found out less than 4 months ago that my husband's been cheating on me with 3 women for the last year.
Whoa.
That hurts when you're that person and you have to find out from another source. So if he doesn't tell her and she finds out, there's not going to be a marriage because she's not going to feel like she can trust him.
Wow. I'm sorry for what you're going through, Ashley.
Yeah, and I mean, it's really, really hard because when there is, and I don't know if there are children involved or anything in their marriage or situation, but there are in mine. And so I'm in a crossroads. Do I forgive or do I move on? And that's a very hard situation to be with. He needs to consider if his marriage is that important to him, he needs to put his marriage first and not their friendship because
the marriage can last
if he's honest.
Hold on, Ashley, okay? Mm-hmm. There's no polite way for me to ask her, like, any diet secrets or fitness secrets he has to be able to juggle four women. And
four? That's a full-time job.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Mm-mm. No.
Lord help me.
No, she's in a lot of pain right now. Don't ask her that.
Hey, Jenny in Atlanta, tell or don't tell?
Okay. Trying to be polite.
Tell
her.
Go, Jenny, go.
This isn't deciding on whether or not to invite her to a birthday party. I mean, what is he going to tell his wife? He was just being polite as she fell on his face. I mean, no, thank you. I mean, have a little drunk motivational speech outside the bar to make her feel better. Don't let her put her lips on you. Mm-hmm. I mean, and if she's that drunk, you shoving her off wouldn't matter anyway. She probably won't even remember. I mean, I don't know.
Okay, well, I would like to ask you and everyone, where have manners gone? Montana and Jasper.
I for sure think that he should tell her.
Laura and Noonan.
Montana's such a cool name.
I know, right? I love it.
Laura, awesome. Tell her or don't tell her?
They both need to tell her, and they're both crappy for not telling her what happened. Both.
Deborah and Tucker.
They definitely, he needs to tell her. Right. And
tell
only
her.
Because.
Heaven, this is a really tough
tell
one.
Her, tell her, tell her, tell her, tell her, tell her. I actually don't think anybody finds it polite, Jeff.
I would like to call a witness. Shaggy. But she caught me on the counter. It wasn't me. Saw me laying on the sofa. It wasn't me. I even had her in the shower. It wasn't me. She even caught me on the camera. It wasn't me. She saw the marks on my shoulder.
What if that's the excuse for every Vajuri, every single week?
That should be the new theme song instead of this. It should be. But she caught me on the counter. All right, well, I guess we can put this one to bed.
Jamie's got to tell her. If you got a vote on the Vajuri and want to deliver your verdict, we can continue the conversation later today. On Facebook.
Listen, like, and share. The conversation continues with Jeff and Jen on Facebook.